9:32 in the morning here on Real Roots Radio. It's that time once again, time for Ask Brett the Vet, where we visit with the good doctor every Thursday morning at 9:30. Of Veterinary Associates with their two locations in Xenia and also in Jamestown on West Washington Street. Dr. Brett Ellis is here with us this morning. Doc, how are you on this lovely Thursday morning?
Well, I'm doing very well. Have a lot of stuff going on here today. We have, forgot to mention last week, we have our third annual doggy walk. You can bring your cat, too. Cats get upset around dogs. Out at the Cedar Creek Winery. Registration is $30, and get a free bottle of wine with that registration.
Hey, there you go.
And T-shirt, and then we have our distributors and drug manufacturers chip in a bunch of freebies, like, you know, dog bowls and collars and, you know, neat stuff that you like to have for your pet. So it's a good time. It's amazing bringing all these dogs together. Last year, I think we had about 45 participants. I don't know how the number of dogs that we had. I don't remember that statistic. But we've had very good weather. Cedar Creek Winery is there off on Long Road off of 35, or what is, maybe that's Jasper, off of Jasper.
Mm-hmm, right.
In between there. Really beautiful place. It's a nice walk through the country, rolling hills. And the money goes to the Green County Humane Society, who helps people out with spays and neuters, and sometimes they even help when there's a hardship case. They will chip in and help pay for some medical treatments for pets. So it's a really good thing we have here in Green County. It's all privately funded. It's all volunteer work, and so we're trying to help them.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not too long, about a month away, we have the Shirley Ellis Memorial Golf Classic coming up before too long.
Yeah, that's September 2, probably 3 or 4 weeks away. So we are getting up there. I got to get that date. My brother's going to smack me for not knowing that one.
But, I think it's September 15, or no, that's 50. Last year. We're working
weekend,
on the date.
Same weekend. Okay. Same weekend. So whatever that is. I think it's the second weekend in September.
Let me pull out the old phone here and get the calendar up while we're killing time. So, yeah, keep that in your plans as well, and we would appreciate it. Is it on Saturday? If it is, that would be
I believe it's Friday at WGC.
Okay, so September the 14th this year.
Yep.
So we would appreciate everybody stopping by and helping out with that as well. The good Dr. Brett Ellis joining us here on Real Roots Radio. And much like the mailman, with the lovely weather that we have outside going on right now, you still got to get out and visit some animals today, don't you?
Yeah, it's not as bad today. Not as good today. Tuesday was a great day. I got to work on 9 horses. I did chiropractic and or acupuncture on 9 different horses. And two Holstein dairy cows. So that was a really, I have not got to do a dairy cow from head to tail yet. So that was a treat. And going to see them again on Saturday, see how that cow's responding. It started out with a bad neck, and then the rest of the spine got stiff. But hopefully she was wagging her tail a bit more after we got done, so she had a little bit more sensation to her tail. So that was a good sign, but we're going to try to help her out. So it's been busy again. Getting to meet a lot of new people coming into the office, and with all this travel and dog movement, we've talked about canine influenza in the past. It's one of those things that makes headlines when it's making dogs sick, and then it goes away, and then people quit talking about it. But it is something that will always be here with us. If your dog goes to places where other dogs, boarding, grooming, there's a chance they can get it at, dog parks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would be more concerned when they're going to an area that's not really well ventilated, if they're staying at a veterinary hospital, staying at a boarding facility, especially grooming. You know, it's moist, it's warm, there's dryers blowing, dogs are stressed. I mean, there's a good recipe for shedding virus there and passing it along. So they had last I saw, they had over 70 confirmed cases in the last month in Michigan, and now it is spreading through central Indiana. So likely we will see cases here. There's a very good vaccine available. Talk to your veterinarian about they should be using the bivalent. You can go in and sound educated once again because you listen to Brett the Vet. Say, I want the bivalent vaccine for my dog. I don't want that monovalent stuff. Give me the bivalent. And then they'll be very impressed and go back down and be preaching nicely.
Okay.
They better.
They better, or we'll let them know.
That's right.
Now, when it comes to canine influenza, before you start chasing your animal around with a rectal thermometer, what should folks look for? I would imagine this would be kind of hard to spot in a dog.
Well, it's actually, it's like kennel cough, 2.0. It's more severe. The cough is deeper. It's not that honking. Kennel cough is a classic, like, honking cough, or springy, gets all irritated. So that's all up in the upper airway. It's louder. The flu is a deep bronchial cough. And those guys have, with kennel cough, sometimes we get fever, sometimes we don't. With influenza, they are usually 105 to 107. I mean, they can be very sick. 104, we've seen them in that area, but or it's been reported in that area. I have not officially seen a dog with that has been diagnosed officially with canine influenza. If you think your dog has it, I believe if your veterinarian vaccinates with one of the bivalent vaccines from Zoetis, or it used to be Pfizer, or it used to be, I don't know, they will pay for testing typically. So have your veterinarian look into that, because they're trying, the more cases they can diagnose, the more vaccines they can sell.
Right.
So, They're interested in paying for it, because it's not a cheap diagnostic, but it's a nasal swab is typically what's done. It can be done, and talk to your veterinarian about getting it done through the vaccine company, so you don't have to eat that $100 or $200 bill for those cultures.
Ooh, it all comes back to the bank account sooner or later, one way
or
another.
Got that right.
Brett the Vet joining us here on Real Roots Radio. You talk about this time of year and canine influenza. We're getting to the time of the year when we start hearing about bad bats.
Bad bats, yes. A rabid.
When we first talked, you said a rabid bat. And I said, "What in the is a rabbit?" Oh, rabid bat.
Somebody crossed a rabbit with a bat.
I mean, yes,
I thought that would be the most terrifying hybrid creature ever. Something out of Monty Python.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah, but we did have a positive rabies and a bat in Greene County. It was found in a home. In Xenia. It was confirmed on August 10th, and the family was exposed. Pets were exposed, but were current on rabies vaccines. That's good. No signs that it's been spread to humans yet, but the concern is, and I don't know where this house is, and they're not going to, tell you, but wherever that bat was, the colony of bats that bat was with could also have rabies. It's often within a bat population. So they get it from grooming each other. That's how they transmit rabies to each other. They don't bite each other, but they will groom each other, and the saliva can then be spread that way.
Lovely.
So, lovely spot there. And so, this is why we recommend vaccinating your 12-year-old house cat or your 15-year-old house cat that never goes anywhere for rabies, because if they haven't had a current rabies vaccine and they're exposed, fortunately they can be vaccinated. So if there is an exposure, don't hide your pet from the authorities. Get them vaccinated, because even if it's been more than 3 years since their last rabies vaccine, and that is all that is needed, rabies vaccine every 3 years. If it's been more than 3 years, there's still evidence that boosting them helps maintain their immunity and prevents the transmission of the virus to the pet. So there's hope there. And I see from some clinics, and we used to do this too a few years ago, or several years ago, you'll see a 2-year rabies vaccine. If your dog gets a 2-year rabies vaccine, there's no such thing as a 2-year rabies vaccine. They're all 1-year or 3-year. And after their first one, they're all 3-year. So you don't have to over-vaccinate for rabies, but you should vaccinate for rabies every 3 years.
Right, because if your pet gets this, you're either going to lose it altogether or you're going to lose it for quite a while, and it's going to be awfully expensive.
Yeah, if they've not been vaccinated, they will quarantine them, and you're paying for it if you ever want the dog back. Or yeah, they'll just euthanize it and and find out if it has rabies.
And we're talking about an animal going away for several weeks and you not being able to
see it.
6 months, and you're not able to see it at all, right? So, that would be a horrible way to lose an animal. So you might as well just go ahead and get this taken care of and not have to worry about that scenario, especially with, you know, young children. If something like that happened, that would just be awful.
Right. It's just tragic. And it's rare as hen's teeth, but it is there, and we know it's in the environment, and that's why we vaccinate our pets, and that's why we are committed to keeping everybody healthy and safe from this terrible virus.
As the old fiddle player Moon Mullins used to say, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
You got that right.
There you go. Doc Ellis joining us here for a couple of more minutes on Real Roots Radio. Something that we talked about before we went on the air, heart failure in animals due to a grain-free diet. What's this all about?
So, yeah, this is the new hot news that's out there. So you've seen the grain-free diet. Everybody's like, well, my dog's still itching. He's on grain-free. Well, grain doesn't typically cause allergies. It's the protein, so you don't have to buy the grain-free. Good news. The bad news is that, you know, there seems to be like a whole bunch of grain-free diets come out recently, and they're expensive because technically there's when you're not putting corn into the food, which is your grain, there's got to fill that up with meat. Well, what some smart food scientists figured out, that if they put legume in there, so pea fiber is the big one. The big pea fiber is 98% protein.
Mm-hmm.
So they're supplementing a large portion of the dog's daily protein intake with pea fiber, which does not have essential amino acids that carnivores or obligate carnivores like dogs have, or omnivores. I mean, like dogs have, they need to have the taurine amino acids, which they get from skeletal muscle. And so, you know, it meets the regulations for how much protein, how much fat, how much mineral, all that looks good, but it's the wrong kind of protein. So, because they were supplementing with too much, and that's the thing, you can't tell. It, you know, it lists the order, you know, the first ingredient's the most, second ingredient's the second most, so on and so forth, but you don't know the quantity, and a little bit of pea protein can really bump up the overall protein in the diet. So because there's more vegetable protein in there than there should be, and not enough animal protein, that's what's caused, they believe. Now, it's because there was an increased report of dilated cardiomyopathy. This is when the heart gets real big and floppy, can't contract very well, there's breeds that are predisposed to it, but it's occurring in dogs that are not predisposed breeds, and also in dogs that are being fed exclusively grain-free diets. So, unfortunately, there's no good, you know, I can't say this is the brand, they're not telling us what brands, but if you look on your label of grain-free dog food and pea fiber is near the top, you might not want to feed that, or you might want to call your grain-free company and ask them how much pea fiber and how much animal protein is in there, you know, and if they can give you those information, or have your vet do it, they might give the veterinarian that if they won't give it to a human being over the phone. But some of that stuff is highly guarded trade secrets, and they won't bulge, so they don't have to.
Right.
So I would say just go get some good quality dog food if you're concerned.
Right.
That is not grain free.
So keep an eye out on that the next time that you're at the pet food store or Kroger's or Walmart or anything else, and you're looking for some food for your animals. Dr. Brett Ellis here on Real Roots Radio. Doc, before we go, we've been talking all morning long about Elvis Aaron Presley, who left this world today in 1977. Now, you're a musician, so I'm sure you've got to have some appreciation for the greatness of Elvis. Now, I think you're kind of like me, where you like kind of all different kinds of music.
Yeah.
Were you a particular Elvis fan or a particular Elvis song that you really enjoyed?
I like that. What's the Blue Christmas? Is that the one?
Oh, yeah, Blue Christmas. Yeah. Yes, sir.
That was one I remembered sitting on the shag carpet in the old house listening to on the old vinyl record player. It's the scratch, and the bump in the record didn't sound right. You know, when you hear it on the radio, it doesn't sound like the one you listen to 100 times in the old house. The scratch would come in at the right spot. So that was like one of the guys. Dad liked Elvis. Dad doesn't like music. He could really live without music.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't really, you know, he's like, oh, I'll listen to it. But he's not a big music fan, but he did like Elvis. And the Big Bopper was his other thing he'll admit that he liked. So, he likes horses. He likes veterinary medicine, and he likes his family. He keeps his list short and his family close. And that's how he gets through life. So
another of that greatest generation, just put your head down, go to work, and do what's got to be done.
That's right.
Well, Doc, appreciate the time as always. We'll do it again next Thursday. Till then, hopefully we get a little better weather, and you have a good one.
I sure will. You guys take care, and talk to you next week.
All right. There's Dr. Brett Ellis on Real Roots Radio.